book. It took me years to write. Will you take a look? It's based on a novel by a man named Lear, and I need a job, so I want to be a paperback writer. Paperback writer. It's a dirty story of a dirty man and his clinging wife.
Paul McCartney's bass very loud in your ear with the Beatles in 1966, starting a two-week run at number one with Paperback Writer. John Lennon demanded to know why the bass on a Wilson Pickett record sounded so much better than any Beatles records. Well, they fixed that while doing Paperback Writer. Cut louder than any other Beatles record, new equipment in the mastering process, and the boosted bass guitar sound of Paul McCartney throughout. Paperback Writer. Number one on their stay back in 1966 for a little old band called The Beatles. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. I told you, a very, very big day in music. I have not checked on tomorrow yet. Do that just after the show and get our music for tomorrow ready. As you know, if you've been around, when I fill in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show, we always go back into the world of music and look at anniversaries and birthdays and sometimes death days too, but always look at the world of music. It's an important part of my life and my knowledge, and so I share with you, the listener. Also sharing with you this story, I was assured, I've never heard of the site before, and I don't knit, but I've been told by a couple people this is a really big deal. Ravelry, Ravelry, a popular knitting site, has banned pro-Trump content. Happened over the weekend. Ravelry took a political stand. It announced that it was banning content that supports President Trump in what it said was a resolution against white supremacy. In a statement, site said, quote, "We cannot provide a space that is inclusive of all and also allow support for open white supremacy. Support of the Trump administration is undeniably support for white supremacy. So they are inclusive to all, unless you're a Trump supporter. Inclusive to everyone. We want everyone here, unless you're a Trump supporter. The policy applies to content on the site, including knitting patterns and forum posts, but not to people," which said it still, the site said it still welcomed Republicans and those with conservative political views. Man, this statement, quote, "You can still take part if you do, in fact, support the administration. You just can't talk about it here," the statement said, adding that hate groups and intolerance are different from other types of political positions. The announcement led to a swift and intense reaction from all corners of the knitting world. And you can kind of chuckle at that, I guess. What's the knitting world? But again, reading about this last night, this site is huge. It's a very big deal in the knitting community, which is large. And there are people who only go there for new patterns and to find new knitting technique, whatever it might be. This is a big deal. 20-somethings in Brooklyn to grandmothers in the Midwest take part in the site. Some condemn the policy as liberal bias, promise to delete their accounts. I had seen someone Twitter who said they had deleted their accounts. Others, of course, said they had never been prouder to be part of the community. Alicia Garcia, a Ravelry user from Las Vegas who supports Mr. Trump for what he, this is a, by the way, New York Times story. Garcia supports Mr. Trump for what she sees as his patriotism, economic success, and tell it like it is style, said she felt ostracized by the decision. Ms. Garcia said she discovered knitting when she was pregnant a few years ago. As a parent who stays home to care for her three children, had come to enjoy the community. She frequently turned to it for knitting tips as she made clothes for her children and gifts for other babies. Now she wonders, do I have to be silent? Are they going to ask, oh, are you a Trump supporter? And if I say yes, then boom, I'm gone. She said the site, which promotes its inclusivity, as we previously mentioned, should not target a specific group. If it's one way, it should be both ways. No politics on this group at all. Nadira Adams, knitwear designer in California, said she personally agreed with the policy but worried it raised broader political questions. Quote, "If you take this stand, then you really have to question what other political stands you are going to take and what other politicians are okay and what aren't. In a perfect world, we would just craft," she said. But she noted that if people are made to feel uncomfortable, that it's something that needs to be addressed. I really dislike that language, and it's not just her. If people are uncomfortable, then something needs to be addressed. No, I don't think that's true. People are uncomfortable for any number of reasons at any given point of the day. And not all the time does something have to be done to address it. You're saying if someone sees a Trump knitting pattern and are uncomfortable, then the answer is not to tell that person, you don't have to look at it, or to tell the person, look, we're sorry, but everyone is welcome here. But to tell the person with the pattern, you can't have it, you can't post it. That does not make sense to me. Ravelry has 8 million members. Site was shut down to new users Monday. The site's leadership did not respond to multiple requests for comment. Some posts on the site's forums, not in support of the action. Unclear what prompted the policy change on Sunday, but the post announcing the decision cited as its inspiration a similar post at RPG.net, a gaming site that enacted its own Trump support ban in October of 2018. Ravelry has many forums that center on other hobbies, crockpot love, knit and bake, socks knitters, and more. Judy Martinez, 63, said she did not come to the craft for politics. She says she started knitting because it was a stressful time in her life. A lot of anxiety, a lot of pressure. It was very calming. But now, not so calming for Trump supporters on Ravelry. I've not been there before. I guess I probably won't go there now. We'll see what the blowback does for the decision. It certainly seems as though there's a lot of people, and this goes to a much larger issue about, you know, what private sites need to allow their users to do and say and post. Ravelry now has put themselves right smack dab in the middle of it. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.